broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, of course, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March the 14th. In the year of our Lord, 2017, this is our one of two, and our goal always, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We're also convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founders, one of the great solutions to restore the republic. We reject a revolution, but stand for restoration of the peaceful greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Hope you're all absolutely doing fantastic. A quick recap of yesterday's broadcast brought to you in part by Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door. Get a hold of Kurt to learn more. Absolutely fantastic tasting raw honey direct to you and your family. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. Let me say that again. 801-669-2211. 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com and say, man, I'd like to get some raw honey delivered directly to my door. And he'll say, excelente, and he'll take great care of you. Kurt at libertyroundtable.com. We talked about daylight savings time. Could be on the ballot in Utah for 2018. They babble about daylight savings time, but then they never do anything about it, just like almost everything else when it comes to big government. If they want to do something to harm us, something to increase spending, oh, it's easy. They get it done. It just blasts through both houses, and the president signs it, and voila, we're all in trouble. When it comes to anything good, anything less expensive, anything to decrease the size and scope and breadth and focus of government, and they just can't seem to get it done. Isn't that interesting? All right, we talked about they say it's Rhino Care because Paul Ryan. Anyway, Sarah Palin trashes Paul Ryan's stripped down health care plan as more socialist medicine, Obamacare 2.0. All right, good for Sarah Palin. Haven't heard from her forever, but at least she's spot on this one. We talked about the divided verdict in the second Malheur Wildlife Refuge trial. Looks like demonstrators Jason Patrick and Daryl Thorne were both convicted of conspiracy, but the same federal jury acquitted two others, Dwayne Emer and Jake Ryan, of the same charge. So basically split, two guilty, two not. 8 out of 10 not guilty of the most serious charges up there for the Malheur Wildlife Refuge. And we covered that story extensively for 2016. And we'll be moving to the Nevada trials for Bundy and crew and keeping an eye on that as well. You want to learn more about our efforts to free innocents from prison? TheFreedomCoalition.com gets that done. We are involved in just about everything with solutions on your radio. TheFreedomCoalition.com to learn more. All right, we talked about Trump aftershocks. Debt falls $68 billion since the inauguration. They're literally saying the debt clock is running backwards. Barack, in the same period of time, increased spending by $320 billion. Donald Trump reducing by $68 billion. It's a lot. It's wonderful. It's good. But don't get me wrong, it's like saying Sam Bushman saved $50 in his budget, and last year he spent $100 more in his budget, but this year he's saving $50. And I mean, that's good, but it's not life-changing. All right, we talked about a North Carolina billboard that's angering drivers. They say it's sexist. The board reads, quote, real men provide, real women appreciate it. I'm going to say it again, real men provide. Real women appreciate it. Can you say stuff like that in our modern society? We also talked about a mom and daughter who hid millions in diapers. They pled guilty to Medicare fraud. It's known as a great diaper conspiracy. For those of you who do not believe in conspiracy, you ought to check the courts for conspiracy facts. David J. Neal wrote the article. Anyway, That was our One Liberty Roundtable Live, brought to you in part by your scientifically backed free vigor test. How would you like to take a free test? Get a handle from a scientific perspective on your energy levels, you know, that kind of stuff. And then with natural health and healing, be able to handle multiple tasks, more energy in the day, right? You can get a hold of Kurt to take that test. Kurt at libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. We had our guest on second hour, Roger Stone. The bottom line is the media is so dishonest, folks. Roger Stone did have contact with an alleged Russian blogger. But you know what? He only had contact with the person after the facts. And Roger Stone only had perfunctory contact, meaning it was by Twitter. And it didn't have real details involved. But it was fully disclosed by Roger, and it was benign. So we talked to Roger Stone yesterday about that. We also talked about college kids are using their student loans for wild spring break trips. It's like putting spring break on a credit card, except for the taxpayers are on the hook. Again, an easy way to shut that down, get rid of government student loans, move back to internships and apprenticeships and those kind of things, move into career-based education, give people a basic, solid, fundamental education, but then move on to career-based educations, as opposed to this, we're in college forever. When we get done, we're really super, super educated in all kinds of government philosophies, in socialism and everything else, but we don't have the ability to support ourselves or get a job hardly because, well, we're so qualified, we got to make a gazillion dollars, right? Anyway, forget the spring break on credit card plan subsidized by the taxpayers. Shut that down, Donald. Come on. We talked about Facebook suspends homeschooling Christian mother. She cited the Bible on homosexuality, and they shut her down. We talked about another woman, too, that was shut down because they said she had racist photos. She had herself in a bunch of different pictures. They claimed that there was nudity, but that was a lie. So they shut her down over absolute lies. Two women, both shut down by Facebook. And I pointed out the real issue. We need to not depend on these liberal organizations to run all of our media, folks. Whether it's Facebook or Twitter trying to ban the Donald or, YouTube shutting everybody down. Why don't we, the people, create our own organizations? No one's shutting down Sam Bushman because I own the news service. I own the radio network, see? Now, I'm not saying somebody couldn't shut me down, but we need to learn to own our own organizations. Why do we run around and leave a vacuum? And the mainstream liberals fill that vacuum, put their money where their mouth is, and then we're like, oh my gosh, YouTube and Facebook shut me down. Well, go to our own institutions, folks. The sooner we do that, the sooner we'll have success. But we've left a vacuum, and the liberals have absolutely filled it. All right, we talked about Michigan Republican Congressman Justin Amash. They say he cried after missing his first vote after taking office. He had an incredible voting string to represent his district, and he got tied up battling and discussing things with the mainstream press, and he missed a vote, and he hung his head in shame. Well, Justin, you know what, buddy? It's okay. Why don't you start coming on Liberty Roundtable Live and other constitutional conservative radio programs and skip your mainstream thugs who hate you and want to destroy you at every turn? All right? You don't also have to make every single solitary vote. Remember, half the votes you need to stand up and protest against by not voting. All right, Trump gets urgent warning from Judicial Watch and others, Tom Fitton and crew over there. Clean house at the IRS as quickly as possible. Anyway, you got to do it. WND.com with the story. You got to shut down the IRS. Or I'm telling you, the liberals will use it against you, Donald, and the rest of us. They're attacking people relentlessly right now. But again, Donald won't do anything. I'm not against Donald Trump, folks, but I'm going to ask some questions. By the way, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday on Liberty Roundtable Live, available at libertyroundtable.com and on your Roku player. Look for the Liberty News Radio channel, live and on demand, free at your fingertips. Also, libertynewsradio.com if you want incredible talk shows around the clock, libertynewsradio.com. You want one of the best award-winning news services on the internet, libertynewsdaily.com. Check it out today. Bookmark it. Sign up for the newsletter. Come out, email in your inbox with daily updates on the news and more. an incredible, refreshing viewpoint on news. We cover news the networks refuse to use, to say the least. LibertyNewsDaily.com. Check it out and get involved today, would you please? We need your support in every way, including financial, I might clarify. Because we've really got to run a hoe. I'm telling you, the liberals are taking off the gloves. They're putting their money where their mouth is. They're absolutely going berserk because the Donald won. And because conservative news the networks refuse to use organizations are absolutely giving them a run for their money when it comes to the media. But we need your help, including financial. LibertyNewsRadio.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com. Get involved in the solutions today, would you please? All right, Sam and Kurt in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite talk station.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, man, we got so much news to cover. It's crazy. Let's get to it. Ladies and gentlemen, Kurt Crosby with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, sir. This is where the mainstream press is dishonest as all get out, ladies and gentlemen. And this is where the Democrats lie, and get caught. And then they just make excuses. Vladimir Putin is in the news, Kurt. And he wants you to know, my friend. He wants Americans to know that the Clinton campaign advisors met with the Russians as well. It wasn't just Donald. Both camps, the Democrats and the Republicans, met the Russians say, look, we want to meet with everybody and advocate for who we are in our country and have an appropriate relationship with the United States. And we met with both camps. So this idea where the Clinton administration said, or, you know, the Clinton, whatever you want to say, campaign says nothing. They let Donald get raked over the coals for supposedly meeting with the Russians. And then it turns out Vladimir Putin wants you to know they both met with the Russians, Kurt. And this is an example. Where's the mainstream press doing their digging on this? We defended the Donald and said, you know what? It doesn't matter if you meet with the Russians. We basically reported, Kurt, that, you know what? This is routine. It's common for these foreign governments to meet with the nominees of a given party, the likely winner of an election, to meet with both sides to say, look, we're not playing games in your politics, but we do want to make sure that we create appropriate negotiations with and a relationship with whoever becomes president in your country. That's commonly done. We reported that at the time. Where's the mainstream press? Now they get caught with egg on their face. The Clinton campaign met with the Russians too. Vladimir Putin just wants to set the record straight on that, Kurt. Now, all we need is somebody to ask Hillary, did you meet with the Russians and did your staff and did somebody from your, you know, organization or your campaign meet with the Russians as well? And we can document and confirm what Vladimir said. Is he right, Kurt? And the answer is, I bet that he is. I don't have the intel. I don't have the ability to go ask Hillary. I don't have the time. I don't have the staff. I don't have the resources. But somebody could find out in about 5 seconds on this and double down and turn it into a national media story that, hey, well, I don't know why you're picking on the Donald so hard. The Clinton administration met with the Russians as well. And then the question becomes, are they colluding with the Russians? Versus just having an appropriate dialogue. See, I don't have a problem with somebody talking to the Russians, Kurt. I don't. And I don't see evidence that they hacked our elections. I do see evidence that every country in the world wants intel on their, quote, neighbors and on other countries. We spy on everybody in the world, too, Kurt. So all I'm telling you is that Hillary Clinton's campaign met with the Russians, according to Vladimir Putin. What do you say to that, Kurt?
You're going to hear very little about that from, at least I predict, from, your standard.
What if you're honest, though,
sources.
Kurt? What if you just
like
tell the truth?
The New York Times is not going to put that on the front page.
What if you just call it as you see it, though, my friend?
Well, that's... See, but, you know, I said the mainstream media, they're not going to call it as it really is.
Why don't these people just bury the hatchet for a change, get rid of their axe-grinding belligerent, you know, partisan agenda, and why don't we just report the truth? Okay, Donald and Hillary both had people meet with the Russians, okay? But it's commonly done, and it's no big deal. Who cares? I met with the Russians, too. Who cares, Kurt?
Yeah.
All right, we need to start taking on the mainstream
press.
It's all
part of talking to people and trying to be friends with everybody, right?
Absolutely. Of course. Why would we not do that?
Sounds kind of crazy, but,
All right. All right, Home Depot co-founder is in the news, Kurt. You know this guy, right? It's Ken Langone.
Oh, yeah, my buddy Ken.
Don't you know this guy? Sorry. What's wrong with you,
no.
Kurt?
I mean,
anyway, Home Depot co-founder Ken Langone turns off the filter, and he says Trump could go down as one of the greatest presidents ever.
Whoa.
What do you say to that, Kurt?
Well, he's going to... I am garner some Hollywood ire, if you will.
Who cares?
My opinion, but there's a bunch of folks that probably will go to Home Depot just because of that, Sam. You know what I mean?
All I'm telling you is...
I suppose those Hollywood types don't really buy that many, you know, like faucets and sinks and hoses at Home Depot. Like
yeah, they say he'll be one of the greatest presidents ever. Of all time, if he continues his record, his stunning record of defying expectations, Kurt, Langone told the liberal rag CNBC that America has a singular opportunity.
Now, I don't know that CNBC, is CNBC a liberal rag? I was thinking they
Kurt can debate that while I tell you about this thing.
Can't remember who it is. Yeah. But anyway, go ahead.
You're talking about MSNBC, Kurt.
Oh, yeah.
But this
Isn't
is CNBC.
CNBC.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You think they're conservative, though, Kurt? They're mainstream. They're huge. There's no big conservative news organizations, my friend.
All right.
Right? Even Fox, liberal as all get out. Remember, they're the ones that have a connection straight to the White House and all that kind of stuff, remember?
Yeah.
They're the liberal ones that fund Hillary and the Clintons and stuff like that while they pretend they're conservative. There's no big conservative news organizations.
Yeah.
Anyway, this guy, this co-founder of Home Depot, even made a reference to Ronald Reagan when talking about the Donald. Anyway, there you have it. Just thought I'd tell you that. I thought it was kind of interesting.
Yep. Very good. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of
Home Depot.
Surprising.
Yeah.
All right. I guess Obama's White House, Kurt, was pretty liberal with your tax dollars. And I guess what happened is...
What a shock.
They spent $77 million on advertising / marketing of Obamacare during the last few months of the Barack administration. That's according
to... Yeah, you gotta try to advertise it, you know.
And that's according to the New York Post.
That makes a whole bunch of folks like the New York Times that get a bunch of the ad dollars.
And, no, this is the New York Post, Kurt.
I know, but what I'm saying is there's going to be the Post. I mean, just follow and see who got the ad dollars.
Now you're
That's
talking.
That's what you want to
Because, see, the Post didn't get the money, Kurt. They just reported on it.
Yeah. Are you sure they didn't get any?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just saying they're reporting on it like it's a bad thing.
Yeah, that's a good chance. Wouldn't it have been nice if they'd had a list of all the guys that got the cash?
Well, now you're talking, but I bet you can't know. It's probably classified, Kurt. Something goofy.
Well,
like
that's the whole transparency thing in government.
Yeah. You'd probably have to subpoena or, you know, somehow do a grandma or a FOIA request for that or something like that.
You'd be a grandma by the time it...
Yes, I wouldn't ever be a grandma.
That's right now.
It's not possible. But I know they think it's possible, but it ain't, my friend.
Really, really old by the time.
I'd be older than the hills, but the chances of me being able to, you know, gender bend and become a grandma is zero, my friend.
No.
I'm just telling you. Because God created in them, male and female created in them, and he put me on the male side of the equation.
Yes, he did.
So there you go. Anyway, the bottom line is the White House spent $77 million to, quote, advertise and market Obamacare. Now, let me ask you a question. If the government markets Obamacare and acts like it's something good for the American people, that is it fake news, Kurt?
It's, all I can tell you is
propaganda?
It sure is wasted money.
It's propaganda, that's for sure. Anyway, all right, Representative
but
Steve
But it's
King.
Also how they give back to their buddies who give them cover, Sam.
Oh, Kurt, see
this
off on that
works.
Conspiracy theory again.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, you're right. It is a, what do they call that, a quid pro quo?
Yeah.
You know, I'll scratch your back, you scratch, or whatever, right?
That's right.
Kind of an idea. It's the way they play the game, folks. And Kurt's spot on that discussion. By the way, Steve King made some controversial comments, Kurt. We're going to dig into them and break it down just for you. Put on your, I don't know what you call it, but your thick skin, because it gets racial fast, they claim. I don't think so. We're going to talk about it on Liberty Roundtable Live. This is your News the Networks Refuse to Use radio station.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Yvon Chouinard, founder of the outdoor gear company Patagonia, has demanded a boycott of the biannual outdoor retailer trade shows in Salt Lake City to punish the state of Utah for its resistance to Barack Obama's designation of the Bear Ears National Monument last December. That decree would lock up 1.35 million acres of land in southeastern Utah. The Utah legislature has passed a resolution asking President Trump to rescind that designation and to reduce the 1.9 million acre Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument, which was decreed by Bill Clinton in 1996. As the founder and owner of a business catering to the needs of outdoor enthusiasts, Chouinard is understandably interested in the preservation of wilderness areas. His call for a boycott is not a purely public-spirited venture, points out Terry Anderson, a senior fellow at Stanford's Hoover Institution and the Property and Environmental Research Center in Bozeman, Montana. Profits from recreation are what drive the politics of federal land management, observes Anderson. More wilderness for backpackers means that wealthy, healthy Gen Xers and millennials will buy more backpacks, tents, boots, mountain bikes, and high-tech clothing for trekking into the backcountry. The foundation for the profits enjoyed by Chouinard is an enormous subsidy from the American taxpayer, Anderson continues. Every year, the federal government spends millions to support recreation without earning much revenue from the campers, bikers, and hikers. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Kurt, the first question I have for you is Steve King made some comments that everybody's calling racist. Now, here's the question that I have for you. Are we allowed to bring this up, or does that just toss us in the racist camp to even discuss it?
Well, it of course, if you talk about it, and you're white, then you're racist.
Unless there's one condition to that, Kurt. Unless you do what?
What's that? Well, unless you agree with them.
That's right. Unless you absolutely double down on the mainstream press's deceptive, lie-filled narrative, then you're somehow a racist. All right? Now, I don't agree with Steve King completely, Kurt. I agree with him partially, but not completely. So here's the headline. Republican Iowa Rep. Steve King, quote, "We need to keep our birth rate up or Western civilization will be transformed." Yep. Alex Pfeiffer wrote the piece. Now, Kurt, I don't see how you can argue with that.
Oh, well.
If all of a sudden there's no white people and all of a sudden there's, you know, every other color of the rainbow people and everybody else has babies and white people don't, society or our Western civilization will be transformed. Won't it be changed, Kurt? Transformed just means changed. How can you say that isn't true?
It's true, Sam.
It's absolutely true. So I don't understand how they can debate that, but nevertheless, they play those games. Now, I agree with Steve King. It's true. It will be transformed. Okay? It's kind of like saying, hey, you know what? If you don't have children, then your posterity will not continue. Hello?
Yeah.
That makes good sense to me. I'm only that half stupid. Born last night and all that, but, you know, IQ of 50. Come on. Okay, now that's not really the problem. They'd probably agree with that if they had to isolate that, Kurt, but they can't. But we can.
Good point.
And the reason we can is because we can intelligently think through things. And just because we agree with one thing, that doesn't mean we have to agree with another.
Yep.
Let me say that again. They act like you have to agree or disagree wholesale with something, in or out.
Right.
I think that's a lie. Mm-hmm. Part of the deception of the mainstream press. Part of the psychotic Hegelian dialectic we fall for time and time again in this country. All right. The fact is, I agree that, you know what? If we don't keep our birth rates up, then we will have Western civilization will be transformed. I think that's a given. I don't think it's even arguable for any intelligent human being. But then they say that he doubled down on his tweet. His tweet said we can't restore our civilization with somebody else's babies, Kurt. And you want to respond to that, first of all?
We can't restore our civilization with somebody else's babies.
Yeah.
Well, you know, at least to me, you're supposed to, number one, as a husband and wife, you're supposed to multiply and replenish the earth. That's what God says. You know, that's your duty. And that goes for all colors of the rainbow, any human beings. So, you know, I mean, if there are no children, you know, then pretty soon whatever group of people that's having no children, they're just not going to be any of those people left. I don't care if they're black, pink, purple, or whatever, you know.
Now, what's interesting about this is they then go on and talk about how he backed this other guy in another country that's known as a racist for office or something like that. Okay. And I don't care about that. Meaning that, you know what, I'm not here to debate this other guy in another country or whatever else because I don't even know the guy. So I can't comment because I just don't know him. I don't know. However, I want to be very clear about this. Okay, God says to multiply and replenish the earth, and he doesn't say that to just white people, Kurt. He says that to everybody. Let me say that again because it's critical to understand.
That's right.
God says multiply and replenish the earth, and he doesn't put a racial...
And he says, thou shalt not kill as well when it comes to talking about this whole
thing.
And that kind of, you know.
So we should multiply and everybody should have babies and we shouldn't try to kill each other.
Right.
And that there's no racial classification or admonishment to any of those things. All right. Now, Steve King says, hey, if we don't have babies, our civilization or the way we know it will change. We can't restore our civilization with somebody else's babies. Now. Let's be clear. Is Steve King saying that, you know what, a Mexican person or a Chinese person, you know, Asian or an African person, whatever you want to say, that we can't have those people learn about and embrace and become part of America? I don't think he's saying that. He never said that at all.
I didn't hear that.
He never said that at all. What he's saying is that, you know what, America was basically created by... And built by, what, Europeans, Kurt? Primarily white European people.
I didn't even hear him say that.
He didn't say that, but that's what America was built from.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Mm-hmm. Now, I believe in the old days of immigration, and this is, I think, where the rubber meets the road and where the mainstream press falls off the bandwagon of reality. The ancient or yesteryear immigrants would come to America. Okay, I don't care whether they were Italian, an Irish American, or whatever the case. Okay, when they came to America from these different countries, I don't care where they came from, they wanted to dream the American dream. They believed in liberty. They believed in religious freedom. They believed in the principles that made America great. They didn't quite understand it, but they had a learning curve. But they engaged in that learning and that understanding with relish. Is that the right word?
Yeah, you know, the stuff that you put on a hot dog.
No, come on, Kurt.
It's relish.
With a desire.
Yeah, but what I mean is that's the same word, you know. But
it isn't
they
really
didn't
the same
mean
word,
the
Kurt.
Stuff to put on the hot dog.
It might
it's
be spelled
the
same.
The same.
But it isn't the same word at all.
Yeah.
But you're right, the spelling's the same. And guys like Kurt can get really confused on that. He can go out and start putting relish on hot dogs. And I'm talking about they got involved in it in a meaningful way, meaning they were absolutely on it. And they weren't on coming to America.
Like relish on a hot dog.
Close, but I would say no cigar.
Okay.
Here's the deal. When they got here, they didn't say, I'm going to build an enclave. I'm going to stick to my own country. I'm going to reject everything American, but take part in the American benefits, but not embrace its blessings and its way of life and its culture and its society. And they didn't do that. That's what they're doing now, folks.
Wow.
Okay? You got La Raza. They don't want to come to America to embrace Americanism. They want to come to America and take it over and say, you stole our land and we want it back and we'll create a hostile war to get it back if necessary. But as long as you'll be peaceful and give us handouts, we'll take advantage of your peaceful offering.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll take your cash.
They're not for
kind
freedom.
Kind of the Gaddy Aunt Robert kind of way.
Folks don't know, have a clue what you're talking about.
Yeah, but they could always look it up, you know,
all right,
if they want.
Go ahead and look that
up,
folks.
They can email me.
All right. Email Kurt.
There's some folks that have a clue, you know, Sam. All right. And then others that don't could always learn about it, you know.
Maybe. It's possible.
It's just like, you know, some don't know what relish goes on a hot dog or whatever.
And they shouldn't. They should know about the other meaning of the word relish. But anyway.
Yeah.
The point that I'm getting at here, folks, is that you cannot have an American society, as others say, with a third world population. You can't have a first world nation with a third world population. Is that a racial statement?
Unless you're saying, look, Black Lives Matter, it's a racial statement, Sam. You just have to understand.
I'm saying that if people don't understand the principles that made America great, and they don't embrace those principles, if they don't relish them, and relish becoming part of it and learning about it, and rejecting the old world. They say, you know what? We're not the old world anymore. We're not an Italian-American. We're not an Irish-American. We're not an English-American. We're an American. And they embrace the cultural, the religious. And I don't mean you got to be part of a specific religion, but the idea that religion is, what's the word I'm looking for? Off-limits for government. I can believe and worship however I want to, and okay, unless they embrace those principles, our language, it's not that English is better or more important than any other language, but it is the language of America. And so you've got to learn our language. You've got to understand that government is below God. That God is above all. And that when we turn to him for guidance and safety and protection and freedom and liberty, then great things happen. And that's the genius of America. God, family, country, life, liberty, property. Okay, these fundamental realities. That God is at the helm, and he gave us unalienable rights. Okay, this understanding, you cannot come to America and not gain this understanding and help America stay free. I don't care what color you are.
Yep.
But if you embrace those principles of freedom, then you know what? You can come to America, jettison your old life, and embrace the new way. You can love liberty with a relish. All right, so you ask the congressman, Steve King, if a Muslim American, an Irish American, and an Italian American are all equal. King initially paused. The Republican congressman eventually said that all people are all created in the image of God.
Whoa.
And that they are equal under the law. But then he made an interesting statement, Kurt. Let's talk about it. On your radio.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We fought. We learned. We struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is Mercy, It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
My sister was smoking, and I watched her. She asked me if I wanted some, and I said sure. And she taught me how to smoke, and that was my first experience.
Every day, an estimated 3,000 teens start smoking.
Both my parents smoke. I mean, seeing them smoke, watching them, thinking, well, I do it, it's not going to hurt me.
Smoking sends mixed messages to your children.
They just recently found out. I just told my mom, so she was shocked, very shocked.
I think parents have a big influence on whether or not their children smoke. Because even if the parent says that they don't agree with it, it really doesn't hold a lot of water. I mean, you can say, I don't agree with you smoking, but when you light up 5 minutes later, it doesn't hold a lot of water.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
So Steve King was asked about all these different kind of hyphenated Americans, and then he says, you know, are all men, you know, are all these people equal? And then he said, you know what? God created all of us equal, yes, and you know, according to government of the law, we should be equal. But everybody will not contribute to society the same. There will be greater contributions by some than others to our society. That's just a fact. Curtis, Steve King, right? Is it a fact? Some will contribute to our society more fruitfully than others?
Well, let's just ask, were the contributions of somebody like George Washington different than, you know, hey, just any
Martin Luther King Jr., for example?
Well, you know, I mean, we don't have to do the black and white thing or else.
Well, you pick a white person. Pick anybody you want. I'm trying to pick somebody modern in history. Take George Bush.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's right.
You can pick two white guys.
You know, to me,
and get the blacks off the hook, difference. If you want.
Yeah. But, you know, then on the other hand, you got George Washington Carver or there's plenty of other great, you know, great Americans for today, you know, Sheriff David A. Clark. There's plenty of other good ones.
Yeah, but do they contribute differently to society?
Compare them. Well, if you compare those to Sheriff David A. Clark and Jesse Jackson, for example, or what's the other guy that they always like to bring up?
Ben Carson.
Yeah. Well, no, Ben would be on the good side, but the bad guy would be, you know, these ones that they, you know, that basically promote the whole racist thing.
Yeah.
You know, but you get the two guys and you say, hey, are they equal? In my mind, they're not. They're equal in that they have a chance to live and breathe, but they have contributed, both of
absolutely
them have
differently.
Contributed
so
differently.
So what you're saying is Steve King's absolutely 100% correct.
Yep.
Now, let me be clear. Steve King did not say white people will contribute a gazillion times more than a black person will.
But that's how they're going to take
it. Of course, that's how they're going to manipulate their lives. The truth is, yeah. There will be people that will contribute to America more than others. And you want me to tell you how you can gauge their contributions, Kurt?
Yeah.
If they believe in God, family, and country, and they want to protect life, liberty, and property, their efforts will be greater realized.
Hmm. Imagine that.
You want to know why?
Because
whenever somebody who is equally created by God obeys the Creator, then they have greater blessing, greater opportunity, greater protection, greater stability. Those are promises God gives to the creation or to those whom he created. That's a promise he gives them, Kurt. If you keep my commandments, then you'll be blessed and good things will happen. It's biblical. It's everywhere. And if you don't, you won't. So in that good people keep the commandments of God, they will be blessed accordingly. And their contributions will be greater. And, sad to say, the Europeans have been, you know, many times given greater opportunity to understand God's laws, understand the proper role of government than others. And some would say that's not by accident. Maybe that's correct. However, I'm not in any way ready to say that a white person has a greater chance to please God or greater opportunity to do what's right than a black person or any other person.
Yep.
All right. So I don't know, you know, how far Steve King goes into this race discussion. And mm-hmm. I am not a racist. And I know they claim that I am because I actually give people the chance to speak freely who may or may not even agree with me on a given topic. But I'm not ready to speak for David Duke. I'm not ready to shove David Duke or throw him under the bus. I am ready to let him speak for himself and let Americans decide. I do agree that when people embrace the principles that made America great, they can become great too. And when they don't, you know what? All kinds of trouble will come their way. Because what made America great is really the acknowledgement of and the turn to God. Anyway, Kurt, now let me ask you. They say that James Edwards is a slave promoter and that you and I believe in slavery and all this stuff, right? And they say that we're white supremacists because we dare to speak out candidly about race. I'm not afraid to talk about race. The black man will run around and say, Sam's white, and he therefore won't talk about race. And I say, yes, I will.
Yeah.
I'll talk about race with anybody. Anytime, anywhere. And I will do my very best in those discussions to decrease the racial divide. Yes, I will. And I will acknowledge that when people obey God's laws, they will make America great. They'll make wherever they are great. We can help Mexico become great, too. If they obey free market principles, and if they turn to God, and if they follow the blueprint that made America great, they can be great, too, Kurt. And I pray they do.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. Come on. All right, now. Yeah. Here's the thing. While they're telling you that I'm a racist because I'm white and I candidly discuss racial issues and I don't buy the lies, the narrative of the mainstream press. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's all going on. It turns out that I'm going to tell you who the real racists are. Kurt?
Jesse Jackson.
Well, he is, of course. But you ever heard of Georgetown University?
Georgetown. Yeah, I've heard of them.
They're a bunch of racist thugs, speaking of George.
What'd they do?
Well, they sold slaves to keep the college afloat.
Oh, yeah. Well,
so let me get this right, because I talk candidly about race, and because I let people say what they want under the First Amendment, then I'm a racist. But yet Georgetown University sold slaves, and half the people that graduate from Georgetown call me a racist, Kurt. How does that all work?
Huh. I didn't know they sold slaves.
It's just because you don't know.
And by the way, one of those big stories that the New York Times didn't have place for.
Well, I didn't really know until I read it, too.
Yeah.
Now, they had 272 slaves, Kurt, that were sold to keep the college afloat back in the day.
Huh. Yeah, there's a New York Times piece that says, a glimpse into the life of a slave sold to save Georgetown. Yeah.
So, Georgetown sold slaves. I never sold any slaves, Kurt. I never had any slaves.
No.
Now, by the way, to sell slaves, Kurt, you have to own them, right?
I think that's the way it works.
At least that's the way it, you know. So, Georgetown University was not only a slave seller, but a slave owner.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Right? What do they say, the Jesuits? It's the Catholics, Kurt?
Is that right? Yeah, well, Jesuit, let's see. Yeah, that's what it looks like. Huh?
The Jesuit College, now known as Georgetown University, owned and sold slaves, folks. Right? But they're calling me and Steve King racists. Because we dare to say stuff like this, Kurt. Hey, we cannot let America get overrun by people who do not understand our way of life, who do not believe in our society, who do not understand the principles that make America great. And if they come here in so deceptive of a fashion, Kurt, like the idea that they're going to come here and get a handout, like the idea that they don't need to learn our language or embrace our culture, just come on in, build your enclave of hate, an enclave of separatism, an enclave of a cultural divide that America will not survive and will not work. And for us to bring that up, we're racist.
Yep. I guess, well, back then Georgetown was known as Jesuit College.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. And they bought, owned, and sold slaves to keep the college rolling.
There were 272 of them, according to the New York Times piece.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't really get this. I'm a racist if I talk about this, but all the guys that graduate from, you know, Georgetown, you know, big prestigious, quote, university nowadays, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Then they're not really racists. They're not. But yet they built their whole thing on racial money, on selling and buying slaves. I never was involved in any of that stuff ever. In fact, I reject slavery at every turn. I don't believe anybody ought to enslave anybody ever. Mm-hmm. Let me say that again. I don't believe that anybody ought to enslave anybody ever. I think the whole idea is repugnant, Kurt.
Yeah.
It's a curse. It's a curse. Mm-hmm. I don't believe men should own women. I don't believe women should be slaves. I don't believe men should be slaves. I don't believe any different colors should be slaves. I think we ought to live together as brothers and sisters, as equal before God and government. And you know what? Based on how we embrace the principles and how hard we work and all kinds of other factors, we will be quickly become unequal in a hurry, because some people pursue things the way God would want them to. Others don't. Some people work hard. Others don't. And your blessings will relate according to your efforts.
Mm-hmm. Did you know the New York Times, according to them, have like 1,000 plus journalists looking? They say their ad says truth. It's hard to find. Yeah, and especially if when those journalists you guys got working for you found some truth, maybe they could report it. You know, I mean, that would be a breath of fresh air, huh? You know?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But I know this. I don't believe that the truth is that hard to find, Kurt.
No, not especially if you're willing to report it. You know, it seems to come your way. But if it's like, that truth we don't want to talk about, you know. Mm.
Now, Steve King, I don't know what his heart says about everything, okay? I'm not here to attack King or anything else. I've liked the guy, and I've thought he's done a lot of good in the past. I don't know if I agree or disagree with all of his statements, but here's what I do know. Let me say this very clearly. He has every right to say what he thinks and believe what he wants to, Kurt. Even if I completely disagree with him.
Huh.
And I will defend his right to say and believe and think what he wants. And I'd have to flesh out the details of what he's really saying to know if I agree or not. This nation shall endure.